Mobile phone itself is not something bad, its use should be correct. Just as people use it for business dealings and call one another for asking about their health, so sometimes we really need it. It has become an inevitable part of our daily life and we cannot do without it anymore. How many people are there in the world who make correct use of mobile? People usually use it in an incorrect way and it causes people to commit different sins. Mobile phone also has drawbacks and demerits which a person should know about. Our Nigrani Shura was also highlighting its evils. I mean, when the mobile phone is snatched or it is stolen or something like this occurs, or a stranger gets it somewhere, he gets the SIM through which he can be aware of the family conversation and personal issues. He can be able to see family pictures if the lost SIM belongs to a renowned personality. A stranger may access his personal information and he can take and save it as well. He can upload it to the internet to give him mental stress. This is embarrassing a lot. If personal information is leaked out, it may spoil the image that he has created in the society and he can commit suicide. People can kill themselves similarly. Many young girls are said to have committed suicide because of it. A person should not upload the pictures of his daughters, sisters and the mother of his children, whom you people call wife. Their pictures should not be uploaded in the mobile phone. If someone snatches the mobile, he will see, do you like it?
Snatchers do not have the mindset of not finding out their personal information. They sometimes even ask, what is the password?
Yes, I know they do it.
They ask about the password. What's the password? Owner of the phone unhappily tells the password. What else can he do? So the situation has really been worsened. At the moment, this is your friend and the companion. This and the mobile are companions. We forbid Islamic brothers from making friendship with evil friends. We use it all the day and night. It has become such a friend that we cannot sleep without it. Now this friend, which is with us all the day and night, is taking us towards the paradise or towards the hell. We need to decide it. The one who makes it friend needs to decide it. It is its company in which we mostly pass our time, the company of this. Its company is a little bit different. It is in solitude. It will not be surprising if it proves to be more dangerous than a beautiful boy.